Om Shanti. Very lovely good morning. Today is a very, very special day. You know why? Actually, Brahman life is a very special, but today is one feather. Yeah? So in India, in Indian culture, especially in the state of Punjab, there is a beautiful festival, Lohri. I was just thinking today, it is so many specialities will be happen now in 1 hour. My heart is saying, today it's a Punjab festival. Although the Brahman life is only Brahman life, yeah? You are not Punjabi, Sindhi or German, French. Yeah, soul is the same. But I'm very happy to take an interview of my brother, who is Baba's very special child, and he's from Punjab. And the festival of Lohri, it's absolutely related with today's topic, it's compassion. When the Lohri fire, the burn, what happened? The Laukik people, they said all the negative sadness, it burns in the fire. Then compassion comes. And of course, charity also. So yes, we are very fortunate today. The one beautiful angel is with us. Name, everyone knows about that, Dr. Pratap Mitta. And you know the Pratap is P-A-R-T-A-P, the name of the spelling. Pratap means the great, the great, not great, the. So, you know when Baba found him, in fact I also discovered today, Baba found him on Shivratri festival in 1961. He took knowledge at his age 11. Yeah? And what a blessed, like on Shivratri day, I think he was also not knowing that he will be on a mountain. I think so. So since 5 decades, he's in Baba's Yajna. And Dr. Pratap Mitta is a director of the Global Hospital and units. Why I'm saying units? Because we have a sister concern at Abu Road and Jalore district, like in the Rajasthan state, Mumbai, Baroda, Ophthalmology Institute and the Trauma Hospital at the foothill near Shantivan. We have a geriatric home, Shivmani Nursing College, and you must have heard, and I really wanted to give you, this is also very good news, that the hospital is going to be expand in a bigger version of that. Yes. So it's all Baba's plan. I just introduce about Dr. Pratap Mitta as official, but definitely I would like to introduce as a brother, and I think it's a very appropriate topic for him, compassion. Because whenever, not even the family, like divine family, but the non-associate Brahma Kumaris, other people, when they see him and when they seek for any kind of help, he is there for 100%, giving the best support. I'm fortunate, I know him last 3 decades, and I have always have a question, how the person like him can be compassionate all the time? No, it is not possible. But that's why he is a very special Baba's child. Yes, Dr. Pratap, welcome to our universal family.
I'm sorry, I have to see towards the camera. Otherwise, I should have been sitting like this. Okay, let's start. You know, I think January is very appropriate month for compassion. If you look at our history, and if you look at Brahma Baba, from the day one, you know, even before he came, became the instrument for Shiv Baba, he was so generous and kind. And I feel, you know, Baba always tells us in the Murli that, you know, sometimes Baba tells us in Murli, he sometimes is so compassionate and he feels kind of pity for us that we don't change. He says, why the children don't do Purusharth? But then he says that we are responsible people. Today also he said in the Murli that we are helping Baba and we are responsible for so much humanity, because if you look at, we are the trunk, Baba is the seed and we are the trunk. The whole tree is on us. So we are responsible for the whole tree. All the branches take sustenance from us. But then Baba also says that the most important thing is that we need to be compassionate towards our own self. You know, if you follow the discipline, if we are transparent, if we inculcate values, if we pay attention to study, if we follow Srimad, then only we can be compassionate or kind to our own selves. So that's very important. And the other thing is, Baba has given us so much. When someone has abundance, someone has infinite property, what would he do? He has to share with others. See, the treasures which we have with us, the treasures of knowledge, the treasure of powers, the treasure of our this 16 celestial complete, those values or virtues, we have to share. It is just our responsibility. That's why we say compassion is not a divine quality. Deities don't have compassion. They don't need compassion here. We need compassion is a human quality. Compassion is a quality for Brahmins. Everyone needs to be kind and compassionate. And when I was looking at compassion, what does it mean? You know, I feel we need to, Baba has connected us to the whole tree. The first thing is our connection. The second thing is caring about others. You know, we know that we have so much. We have received so much from Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba. Now it is our responsibility. I would say it is the responsibility which has been bestowed upon us to share that wisdom with others. Like Baba always tells us, you don't hear how the Bhagats are calling upon you. So that's what our compassion is. But then the first and the foremost thing which I said was, you know, we need to look at our own, within our own self. Like even Baba sometimes tells us in Murli that good manners, like being sweet to others, not being angry, being cooperative, valuing others' contribution, that is also kindness in our own self. We need to understand the kind of doubts which we have. You know, sometimes we think, why these people are doing this? Why this is saying this? The Baba says that, you know, the everyone has a unique role in the part, a unique role in this world drama, and we have to accept everyone and see towards the specialities of others. I was looking at Brahma Baba. You know, there was a book which was given on many years back. That was 10 steps of Brahma Baba. And the first step was being generous, being kind of having that kind of feeling for everyone, that we belong to everyone. It is the sense of belonging to the whole world. So first thing is we need to take care of our own doubts, our own difficulties, our own frustrations, our own fears. That is being kind to our own self. And once we are free from that, Baba says that today is the time that we have to give people the experience. And if we have the experience how we conquered our weaknesses, our doubts, our frustrations, then we can share with others. So sharing experience is something is so unique. Not only sharing experience, but make others have that experience of closeness to God. Having, you know, when we listen about, when I was a small child, we used to listen that after the Murli was over, the children would follow Baba to his room. And so whatever he would share there, and those days in the last paragraph of the Murli, it was chamber, in chamber. Means Baba would sit there in his room, and then the children who had followed him, Baba would share some more jewels there also. So Baba was all the time sharing what he was churning, what he was receiving from Shri Baba. So he was sharing with us. So that's what we need to understand, that the responsibility which has been bestowed upon us, the one who have been recognized by, chosen by God, and we are the one who have, very few who have been chosen by God, and we have to look after the whole universe. We are responsible for the whole world. Baba says that no one should have complaint. So compassion means connecting and then caring about others. That is the two words. I feel that we are connected to the whole world and we have to care about the whole world.
Thank you. As you were saying, because this is a very special month, Avyat Mas, we just had a thought of that. Like people, they go for detox, right, for a body. And do you think this Avyat Mas especially, it's like a detox for the mind, and it's specially we are receiving extra blessings from Baba, right? Extra blessings, and then the infinite, as you said, infinite property, infinite value, which is compassion. It's not only my question, but when the blessings are there, like flowing, so how I can receive, which way is that, what is the root of that? I wanted to take the full benefit of this Avyat Mas. So what should be our effort?
See, our effort, I would say, January is one special month when we have the opportunity to reflect on how far we have progressed and what needs to be done in this month. Like the whole year, you know, we do effort, but January is one month which reminds us of Brahma Baba's perfection. He ascended to that avyakt stage, so he's a kind of inspiration to us. And I know from my early days that this was the month when we would be more quiet, we would be more in silence, and we would try to take off from our lokic work also. So that is what, you know, it is a day which Baba says it is to pay attention to your own self. We have to pay attention to our own effort, our own progress, and how do we can do our best for the whole humanity. And I know these, even in Madhuban, everyone has some kind of bhatti. So it's a kind time to reflect. It is a time to be the lighthouse. It is a time to be a bestower like Brahma Baba. You know, that's very important that we keep receiving from Baba, but we have the responsibility to bestow upon others the same treasures, the same kind of strength. People are looking for something. You know, this is a time Baba says that it is our stage, it is our sthiti which would do seva. So the more we are in silence, the more we are paying attention to our own self, focused on our Amrit Vela and focused on our daily routine. You know what happens when Baba says that when you are outside, you get busy with your profession, you get busy with family, but when we are in Madhuban, then it is an opportunity to make special effort during this month. Like you said, detox. I know this is a very popular term these days, but Baba always cautions us that we should be open to everything, but not open to negativity. And now he is emphasizing more on waste, like whatever today also Murli Baba said, whatever you do your job and whatever time is left, don't waste it. Just be in Baba's yad, Baba's remembrances, and then you can, that the rust which has come upon the soul, it will get eliminated if we pay attention to that, that we make best of every second. That's what we need to do in the January month.
Thank you. Actually, the compassionate, be a compassionate or compassion, it's a, do you think it's a long process?
Well, as I said, compassion should be natural with everyone, not even Brahmins, even for others also. Like, you know, once I remember there was a journalist here and she shared her experience. She used to go for a walk and you'll find a person coming. The path was narrow and the person coming would not give her way. She would have to stop and let him pass. And she says this happened so many days and she would think negative about that person. One day she said, I just stopped and smiled at that person and everything changed from the next day. So it's like, it's not that being compassionate you have to do big things, but kind of a simple word, a simple manner, a smile or supporting someone, doing little things for someone, that also is being kind. And sometimes even listening to someone, particularly in a hospital scenario, you know, if you go and listen to the patient, listen to them, what they are feeling, what they are passing through. If you just listen to them, they feel so good. When I was in a public hospital, you know, the doctors and the nurses all are very busy because the public hospitals are very crowded. So most of the time the patients had this complaint that no one listens to us. Because the nurses are busy, they would come and administer medicine or start a IV line and fluid. Doctors come for round, they only look at the papers, they look at the investigation, and maybe one or two questions they'll ask patient, how is he feeling? But the patient has so much within him, he wants to know what his sickness is, what should he do about it, what kind of food he should have, what kind of exercise he should have. So patients have many questions. So I feel if we listen to someone, and listening to would make a lot of difference. But sometimes being in silence also gives people support. If you just go, and I always tell my nurses that you go to administer medicine, but sometimes just go and sit with the patient. Be quiet, meditate with him. I've seen this particularly in Christian nuns, when they would visit a patient, they would always come and say a prayer. So they would stand and say a prayer, ask God to give him blessings, him fasten his healing. So that's what I feel just being with someone sometimes make a lot of difference.
Like we are available, and as you said, to listen someone means you are giving hope. In the medical profession also, so hope, when there is a hope and the happiness also comes. So one more thing I really wanted to add, because today we all are in Harmony Hall, Gyan Sarovar. On the same stage, I remember I was there where you are sitting in the chair in the audience, and on the stage Dadi Janki ji, she delivered a talk, beautiful talk about the compassion 15 years back. Dadi used to ask question, please. Don't just sit and listen, ask. So she just asked audience, Prashna Pucho. So one soul asked Dadi, compassion, Pratabhi, compassion is very close to good wishes, right? It's a one family. So one soul asked Dadi, good wishes, how many years is there is a validity for that? experience. Dadi, please share your experience. So, you know, Dadi said, being in London, she said, I had good wishes for one soul for 20 years. The soul completely changed. I never had any negative thought for that. And that is compassion. Today I remember that, and as the medical authority is with us today, I really wanted to ask Pratap Bhai, how you manage your compassion being as a medical director? Because when the patient, they are as a patient, they get admit in the globe, in the hospital, is a life and death, critical time. How you use your compassion value that situation?
See, it's like caring about people. When you're caring about someone, you know, particularly I would say, if you're looking after someone, you have to look after him in a holistic manner. You need to understand his feelings, how he's feeling, how what he's going through. And sometimes the patient, the name is patient, but he is most impatient. So you have to keep more patience. And I remember, patience is one quality which takes away the pain of the mind. So we have to be patient with people. I remember when I was with the government, you know, there are a lot of challenges. I was in the emergency room one day. A young boy was brought to me, and when we examined him, he was already dead. And this story was that he boarded the bus, the local city bus, and when the bus started, there was a sudden jerk and this boy fell down. And everyone got scared. They took him to the police station first, seeing that there's something wrong with him. And by the time he was brought to the ER room, he was already gone. And he was a young boy, maybe 18 years old. And his relatives, they came and shouted at me. They started, was very aggressive. I just kept quiet, kept on listening to them. And I explained them that this is what it happened, but they were not ready to listen. And after a couple of days, they came to me and they apologized. So you need to understand that they were in shock. They were the one who had lost a young member of their family, and they were not able to accept that. So you have to empathize with them. You have to really be kind and patient with them, whether they were aggressive or anything. So I feel each one of us faces these kind of situations. And when someone, Baba said, you know, yesterday Baba was saying about bhoot. You know, if someone has bhoot, you stay away from. But sometimes you are in a situation, you cannot stay away from bhoot. You have to face the bhoot. I remember once there was some story here, and maybe about 200 people gathered, local people gathered outside the hospital, and they were shouting. I didn't know what has happened. But then I simply walked into the crowd and I asked, I just said, I'm sorry, probably you have been offended by something, but please let me know what has happened. And if you can, please come with me to my office, we can sit and talk about it. And the moment I said this, first they shared with me that they wanted some medication. But then I said, we can sit down and talk. But simply talk, going to them and talking to them, softened them, and they were very peaceful, and they came to me and everything was resolved. So sometimes you need to have courage to be kind. You know, you need to be walking to them. Some people later on said, you went there, people were so aggressive they could have hurt you. I said, that is a possibility, but you have to take a step. You have to listen to people. So having courage to face the people who are aggressive or people who are hostile, you need to be kind, you need to be compassionate. Because the soul has passed through so much, it has journeyed in so many lives that they carry some burden with them. And so that burden has to be lightened. They need to be supported. They need to feel that someone is caring about them. Today's world, people feel so insecure. They feel that no one is there to listen to them. No one is there to care about them. So it's very important that when Baba has given us so much wisdom which we have, because of Baba's knowledge, we do understand that this is the fag end of the Iron Age. And everyone has come to its tamopradhan stage. So people are going to be violent. People are going to be hostile. We have to accept them and maybe guide them, be with them to sail through that situation. So once you support them and you understand them, because anyone, you know, people do need to be understood that what they are passing through. And once you understand them, empathize with them and tell them that we do feel you are passing through a difficult time, but this is how we can support you, this is how we can together come through it. You know, some people define compassion as suffering with the person. They say that you feel, you experience the pain of the other person. But Baba has told us that we don't have to be suffering with the people, but we have to be really giving them that light, or giving them that enthusiasm, or that I would say that empower them. And empowering doesn't come through words. It can come through your conduct, how you interact with them, and how you really sometimes be in silence with them. I remember one incident when I was very young. One of my friends who was maybe in 50s, his mother passed away. And I didn't know what to go and speak. But I did go to him and just sat with him, maybe for half an hour. During that 30 minutes, I didn't speak a word. We just sat in silence. And later on, that person shared that everyone comes and talks something. And I know they are saying it as a kind of formality. But you just came and sat with me in silence. I felt so good. So being in silence is also, you know, when we are in silence, we are in our original stage, original that meditative stage, and we are able to emit vibrations, peaceful vibrations to others. So it depends upon all in situation, what kind of situation you are, and it's the kind of feeling of support or feeling of care you give to people, that is being compassionate to them.
So it is a very beautiful combination of patience and kind, as you shared your experience with the mob, like you were so much having a patience. So definitely I would like to share with your permission, Pratapai. In our Global Hospital campus, at the evening after 8:30, see the patience, what patience makes like a miracle. Shivani Ben, she came, she visited us in the hospital, and after see off, like we were in our campus and we were not aware of that key because we were having the conversation. And you know what happened? All of a sudden, Balu reached bear. He just in front of us, like the distance, not even a few meters only. And I shouted, yes, that was my reaction. But he said, Shant, silence. I still remember the patience. But the Bhalu, you know what happened? The reach made U-turn and he left. So as he said, when you have the patience and kind, so your original nature, your original qualities in the soul, it emerges, I think. So I think Pratapai, this healing process, when the person has the compassion, healing process starts. And do you think that helps in any type of health related problem? You can heal yourself with the quality of compassion.
Well, I feel, you know, I'm talking of Brahman family, not patients. In Brahman family, when we are able to share some real life experience with someone, and then we are able to guide them that, okay, this is how we sailed through that crisis, how we were able to cope up with that challenge. So I remember, yeah, during the early days in Pandabhavan, in the night class, either someone who was coming for the first time would share his experience, or people would share this, the way they did some service at their center. So sharing, you know, even a nice experience with someone really guides them, because we learn from each other. And when we learn from each other, like how we face that situation. I remember, you know, people, the people who come for the first time to Baba, they gain so much from the stories of Yajna. What Brahma Baba, how Brahma Baba really face all that challenges. So I feel sharing your experience, sharing your story, and sharing how did you overcome your difficulties, that definitely helps people. And that gives them the enthusiasm to overcome the difficulties without any much effort. Because Baba wants us to be perfect and complete. When Baba wants us to be perfect and complete, we would have challenges, we would have difficulties. Difficulties could be sudden, difficulties could be long term. It's you know, kind of small hassles, what they call the shoelace factor, repetitive hassles, a shoelace snap with no time left. So it's like we have to change our attitude. It is an attitude, yeah, what we call in Hindi as vritti. Once it is our, we become compassionate by our attitude, or compassionate by our aura, then probably things become easy, because we don't have to make an effort to be kind. We don't have to make an effort to be good. We are good. We are kind. These are our natural qualities. And we should just see that people feel that to be patient and to be kind, you have to make an effort. But Baba has bestowed us so much that we are naturally, we become kind and caring. Wherever we may be, whichever crowd we may be, we would be able to express our natural qualities.
So as you said, the compassionate is the aura, Like we create the aura, positive aura, and the positive aura attracts the positivity. So as your medical director and as our Brahman family also associate with their work profile, or they are in the family or at the center, so how to have the balance of that being with the outside souls, and how to have this compassionate value deal with the upcoming, or like COVID for an example, how you had the compassionate values you have deal in the COVID patient or COVID situation with the Brahmin family?
See, as I said, we have to be true to our nature. Now we are Brahmins. As Brahmins, we are transparent, we are honest, we have our own value system. So like in COVID also, people were scared. They thought that something might happen to them. Everyone was scared. But once you are looking after sick people, you are supposed to look after. I remember some of my colleagues were scared. They would not go near the patient. They would not even touch the patient. But then there were others who were so kind and caring. Our dentist and ENT specialists, they actually have to see through the mouth where the person is breathing or where the person is maybe coughing. But we have to protect ourselves. Like there is some term known as compassion fatigue. You know, people get fatigued by being kind because then they have no source to recharge themselves. So because we are connected with the Supreme, Shivaba is our father, he is our friend, he is my guide. So sometimes I invoke Shivaba. I always tell Shivaba that, okay, this is a situation which I need your guidance, your support, and I cannot handle it alone. So just saying this word, I think we are able to invoke Baba and Baba's wisdom within us, so nothing happens. And people come forward to support you. I've seen, like during those days, there was a lot of problem with the oxygen supply. So I would say, what would happen next day? Sometimes I would be awake the whole night, but in the morning someone would come to your rescue. Things would happen. So it's like, I would feel that you need to be sure of your own self, and you know that whatever happens in drama, it happens for good. But we have to make our effort. We have to call people, look for sources. And during COVID, I think probably, I don't know, when you are in trouble, people feel that they need to support you. And people become kind naturally. They become over kind, I would say. They were over generous to support us. So it's a natural quality. Particularly I see in India, it's a natural quality that people come forward and support. Only thing is, you need to be genuine. You need to be honest and you need to be ethical. When you are honest and genuine, people come and support you. Nothing goes wrong.
In the same way, like you said, the people, they support centers as well, and definitely in the COVID period, so much help hospital receive. My question is other side. If you are really kind and compassionate, but if suppose we don't know which soul or any soul, if they take our advantage, disadvantage, then what to do?
Well, you know, it is when people are suffering, you have to help them. What advantage they'll take from yourself? I don't think they can take. Yes, when it comes to, I would say, taking facilities, some people may feel that they overuse the facilities, but that happens in maybe in 5% of people or 10% of people. But we need to maintain our dignity, our self-respect, and we shouldn't feel threatened by if someone is misusing. We need to be aware that this can happen, but we have to accept that there would be people like this. But I have to stay in my original stage. I have to be kind. I cannot withdraw this support from them that they are misusing, they are not making good use of the resources. It's like Baba is bestower. Baba gives us everyday versions, and how we use it to our benefit, it depends upon us. Baba doesn't draw his support, withdraw his wisdom from us. Baba gives us wisdom every day without expecting anything in return. Baba tells in the Murlis that he is the only one who is truly kind. He doesn't want anything in return. So we have to become like Baba. We are not expecting anything in return. So when you are not expecting anything in return, then you don't have to worry.
So nice. You don't have to be worry, be happy. Dr. Pratap, there is, suppose the person is, soul is very nice, compassionate, taking so much blessing from the Brahman family, from the Baba every day, Amrutvela. But what is the difference between you're making a, doing a favor or you are a compassionate for the soul in our work area or in our personal life?
See, I would say that we have to make an extra effort to support someone. It may not be my responsibility in the normal course of my duty, but we have to make extra effort, we have to be extra kind, we have to be extra caring, and that extra is because we have that strength of spirituality within us. And doing favor, when you do, you are doing favor, probably you are expecting something in return. So you are not doing favor to anyone. Probably you are, it is your natural quality and it is your responsibility, it is your duty. Being a healthcare professional, we are supposed to be naturally kind and compassionate and caring and responsible for alleviating the suffering of others.
Means instead of favor, for example, for me, I should just think, this is, I'm responsible. So,
well, people, you know, you're not doing favor to be kind. When you are kind, you are kind. It's not a favor to anyone. You are kind because you are supposed to be kind. It is your nature to be kind. It is your responsibility to be kind.
Because what happened when you are Baba's children, very sweet, nice children, so outside people also, they have a that kind of angle. They just see us. Oh, they can't, they don't have any, anger, or my voice also, they are expecting like all the time sweetness.
We have to be dignified, we have to have our self-respect. We need to be aware of who are we, what is our connection with Shri Baba. So when we are aware of our connection and our self-respect, then probably no one can take advantage of us, and we are not doing to do something to get praise. Particularly when Baba's children, they suppose they give gyan to someone, and what Baba tells us that every time you should be saying Baba ne aise kaha hai, Baba has said like this. You are not taking credit to your own self. Sometimes you. It is Baba's knowledge. We are just sharing with people, sharing and guiding them how to really become, qualified or deserve to take inheritance from Baba. And it's okay, it's Baba's knowledge and we are sharing.
Like an instrument, just...
We are just instrument.
It's like...
I would add one thing that, as Baba says, that we need to increase our competence. We are our skill set and become master, almighty authority, or master knowledgeful, so that we are able to help people when they need us. We have to be ever ready, and we need to be aware that people would need us at any time, whether we are at home, whether we are at workplace, or whether we are traveling. So anytime we should be ready to do service.
Yes, like everyone like to be very healthy and happy, right? Yeah, no one want unhealthy. So the one beautiful question, like in older days, like Didi Manmohini, how she was handling the yagya, Dadiji, Dadi Prakashmani, like in decades, as the decades change, the challenges also change. And the Baba's knowledge, Baba's blessings are just, it's just flowing. But, it's not but actually, because today's topic is practical compassion. So how to keep the lawful and loveful balance with the values of the compassion?
Well, what I gather, you know, we have to be loveful all the time. As far as the law is concerned, I think how we conduct ourselves, like Baba says, that whatever you do, people are watching you. So you don't have to speak of law, your life should speak that. I used to mention about Manmohini Devi. I've seen her. She was so pure and she was so straightforward. And one word of hers, I remember I first time came to Madhuban in 1970 when I met Didi. The first thing which she said, you have put a blot on your head, you have come so late. But that could have depressed me, or that could have even become a catalyst for me. So, but then, you know, I took it in the right way, and I felt now I need to come at least twice a year to Madhuban. So it's like they inspire you. It's our life which is, I would say, rather than your words, your life would speak. And I'm sure every one of us feels that we have to be like Bap Saman. And once we have become, when we become Bap Saman, and when we see Dadi Prakashmani or Didi Manmohini, I used to see one thing was their availability. They were available all the time to us. We could walk into their office, we could walk into their room, they were available to us. And being present or being available to people who need you is one of the most important things. I remember once I went to Puttaparthi in Sai Baba's temple. They would not let me go near the hall where he used to give sermon. They would not let us even enter that place because of security, because of fear of something may happen. But here, there is no hierarchy, and we could meet Dadi or Didi or even seniors without any hesitation.
How nicely you explained this. And it's personal question, right? Mm. But related with everyone's life. Everyone receives so many phone calls, right? Maybe 30, 10, 50, 100, as per their work or their sustenance actually. Maybe spiritual or maybe work. So Pratap Bhai, you receive so many calls, different levels. Maybe for the spiritual reason, maybe for the anything. how you maintain your positive aura, because personally, when I visit to his office, I don't know who was the before me, but his face is the same.
See, it's your choice. When you are busy, you can keep the phone on your silent mode. It is not that, you know, basically what happens when you become overwhelmed, when you feel pressured, then you are likely to be irritated. But when I'm taking rest, I put the phone on silent mode. But I make it a practice that when I get up and I call the people, when I'm having meditation, my phone would be on silent mode. But during the evening hours, when I retire, I keep my phone on. So people would ring me if they are in difficulty. Even, you know, during COVID time, the phones would come even in the middle of the night. It's your choice. You have to exercise your choice when you need to attend to the phones or not. But you don't need to overtax yourself.
So do you think the healthy routine, fitness routine or exercise routine helps for the positivity?
Well, see, it is, Baba says that the first thing is our self, our stage. Even our physical health should be important to us. We need, this is the kindness which we can exercise about our own self, that we eat the right food, we do the right exercise, we have good sleep, we manage our stress effectively. That is being kind to our own self. So if you are strong and if you are fulfilled, if you are contented, one other quality I feel, contentment is very important. If you are contented, then you are more likely to be kind. If you are contented, you are more likely to be in right spirit of mind, right stage of mind. So we need to look after ourselves. Self-care is very important. So it is you have to exercise your options.
Like as we say, like every day, how many steps we should do? What do you think? 10,000. Okay. 10,000 or little bit less or more? So definitely I would like to share about his one of the secret. Dr. Pratap, he always does more than 15,000. Yeah? So you know the like didis and dadis and they were role model and they are role model, but front of us, Dr. Pratap is role model for us, because if you see his routine, like fitness routine or his Amrut Vela time and the office times, like he will not sleep in the afternoon, not more than 30 or 40 minutes. So how the activeness, because very closely what we are watching, how can the person compassionate like all the time? What happened? One share, one experience I really would like to share with you. Again, one soul, she just came and her way of talking was entirely different as a spiritual person, like in a loud voice, yeah? And nothing happened. She did what she wanted to do, front of him, to him. He was so quiet. I said, how can the person can quiet? He said, no problem. She did her thing. I wanted to do what I can do. And you know, after 5 or 6 minutes, she came to him and she said, I'm really sorry, Pratap Bhai. I was not okay. But that's the one way, like, to maintain, because this is practical, yeah? We are not just sitting and listening. We also wanted to have this experience when we go back home or being here. So, the practical, would you like to advise some, only few tips?
Well, I can't, you know, for me, One thing which has been very important for me in my Brahman life is Murli. Whenever you are disturbed or whenever you feel you are being taxed or you are being pressurized, you just pick up the Murli, that morning's Murli, and you feel, after you have gone through one page, you feel good. So it's like Murli is something which sustains us, which nourishes us, which guides us, which enthuses courage in us. You know, after reading Murli, you feel so good, everything is gone. So likewise, I feel Murli is our reference, Murli is our source of strength. So I just go back to the days Murli.
But what happened after the COVID, like you said, the Murli is the best. Yes, yes, 100, 200%. But in the after the COVID, people, they just sit in their own, wherever they are, and they don't want to go at the center. They just want to go once or twice a week. This is really a practical, how to be like that enthusiasm.
See, I personally feel listening to Murli is one thing, but studying the Murli, making your notes, that is another thing. I feel so good when I read the Murli one night before and I read the Murli after my morning meditation. So it's like, I'm not saying listening to Murli can be your choice. You may go to the center, or you, if you are not able to go to the center, you live far away. You have a choice. You can listen on your YouTube, another thing. But studying Murli is much more important.
So do you think that, okay, fine, you said it's the distance, or but when the Murli time is there, like some people, while getting ready, they listen Murli. This is also practical.
See, like, it's the how much attention you pay to the Murli. Like during meditation, when we sit in meditation, so many things would come to your mind. Some unfinished task, some unfinished mission, you'll come. But then you know this is the time to connect with Baba, take blessings from Him, take the power from Him. So how focused you are, that depends upon. Even while listening to the Murli or reading Murli, you need to stay focused. You cannot listen to the Murli and you are cooking something or something. That I feel it should be undivided attention.
To give the respect, at least you should sit.
See, because it's something we like, it's our nourishment. The more importance we give it to Murli, the more good we will feel.
It is a little bit funny question. Yesterday one sister, she just said, Sujata, we are in 2024 now. Final stage of Sangam Yuga, right? You agree? She said, what to do now? We'll die now. So Pratap Bhai, we should be at the last breath of like our life. We should be happy and the Baba's children.
See, like Mama, when Mama says, you know, we listen, we have listened to Mama's Purushad. Mama said every moment is the last moment. So we need to live like that, but enjoy every moment. Do whatever effort you can make. Share with people. Go for a walk. Do whatever you are supposed to do. Do your service. Do your effort. And don't worry about when the end would come.
Very nice. We should just clap. Yes, yes, yes. This is what
live,
actually wanted to hear.
Live life to the full. That's
fullness.
What the, we are not dry people, Baba. We are a family type organization. Like when you are in a university or school, you have to have a kind of a code of conduct or something. Here we know we are, it is the Supreme Father and we are His children. So we can sometimes do some mischief also.
And one more thing, she said you have a, the big hospital is going up, upcoming, right? Like the So the world is going to be finished. Then
see,
why?
I don't think much about it. It will happen, and it will happen for good.
Nice. Thank you. Do you want to ask any question, Rajesh bhai?
Yeah. Anybody has any questions? If you have a mic. I think they have satisfied them and they are full of emotions. So, Dr. Pratap, I would say all the ancestor souls back there are really blessing you for sharing such a practical wisdom on compassion in action. So, thank you very much and thank you. Okay, somebody's there? Okay.
Thank you. Om Shanti, it is really wonderful topic about being compassion, everything good, everything positive. Values and positive virtues, that's what Baba is asking us to do. But in reality, it's not possible, all of this. No matter how good you are with people, Baba is teaching us to be unlimited, just like Baba is. But even with Brahmin family, I just find that it doesn't work all the time. And obstacles come, misunderstandings come, Chinese whispers go in high speed. and a lot of things are misunderstood. And I will tell you about my experience that I feel that how come this person, so person, that person was so friendly with me, we were sharing Baba's knowledge and everything good we need to learn, what Baba is asking us to do, but suddenly that person doesn't want to know me. And once I asked this very friendly BK person, I said, what's wrong? Have I done anything wrong? Have I said anything wrong? And honestly, this person is telling me, because that person knows me, this soul knows me very well. We've been sharing Baba's knowledge frequently. Says that, oh, so and so person said, don't talk to her, don't keep her company, because of whatever reasons. Just because we don't get on well doesn't mean you tell somebody else, don't connect with her. Now, how does that work? I mean, I know for sure being compassionate, like all the natural values, virtues Baba is asking us to imbibe, to practice in our life, which is our natural state, our natural self. So,
see, okay, can I answer? See, whatever we have within, if there is happiness within me, I will share that. If there is sorrow within me, I will share that. It's how I respond. As I said in the beginning, that we have to be kind to ourselves. Suppose I have so many questions in mind. I keep thinking, why is he doing this? He is expected to do this. We have expectations from so many people. But then we have to accept that everyone cannot behave the way I want. We have to expect that. Everyone would not be same kind of discipline. I face this kind of a problem day in and day out, that I am very punctual, but if my support staff comes late, so I have to accept that people can have problems. They have their own style of working. But I can advise them with a lot of love and maybe kind of good wishes for them, that they come in time, they do their best. So it's like how I respond to it. If I react with frustration or react with anger, I'm going to be unkind to myself. So I have to be kind to myself so that I don't hurt myself. Baba says that hum kisi ko dukh nahi de, lekin dukh le bhi to nahi na. Wo hamari responsibility hai. तो इसलिए लोग तो होंगे ही होंगे, सिचुएशंस भी होंगी, वो तो बाबा ने कहा अंत तक टिल द एंड वील हैव स्टॉर्म्स वील हैव डिफिकल्टीज वील हैव चैलेंजेस एंड वंस दीज चैलेंजेस वी आर एबल टू ओवरकम दीज चैलेंजेस वी फील सो गुड वी फील सी हैप्पी दैट आई कुड क्रॉस दैट ऑब्स्टिकल स्माइलिंगली सो वी हैव टू रियली appreciate our own self also. Don't carry any guilt within. You know, if we fail maybe once, but second time we'll succeed. See, like it's like when you are moving on the road, you have to be careful, you have to keep yourself safe. If someone is driving unsafely, if someone is not following the rules, I have to really keep myself safe. So we have to be aware of that fact, that sometimes withdrawing from the situation is also good for us. Well, we see, only thing is we need to understand that safety is one thing. Safety is one thing, keeping ourselves safe, having a kind of aura around us, a kind of shield around us, and that shield Baba gives us, that we have to accept that each one has a role to play.
Om Shanti. It was a lovely session. Thank you, Pratap Bhai. The magic word I've learned living in the West is boundaries. And I feel it links into Murli when Baba says, do not take sorrow. So my question was, how do you set some healthy boundaries so that you do not take sorrow from, you know, family or relationships or patients?
Well, when we know, suppose someone is like, I would say someone is supposed to give comfort to someone. We are the comforters. We are the one who are supposed to give care to others. Like a mother, you know, mother never takes sorrow. Mother would, because she knows it is her responsibility to take care of the children. And to sustain them, to nourish them. And sometimes the children may be, I would say, maybe obsessed with something, obsessed in playing or looking at the video games, but you persuade them. Sometimes you try to sit with them. So it's like our persistence. And we have to recognize our roles. Our role is to give light to the world. How can we give darkness? We are the lighthouse. We are the one who are like the, what Baba says, you are the foundation of the world. The foundation has to be strong. So if we are strong, if we are powerful, everything around would be powerful. It's like what they say, that the vibration. I feel more than meditation, it is the meditative vibes which are more important. The way you conduct yourself the whole day. It's not just morning Amrit Vela, but how we use that experience of meditation during the day. So that equanimity or that calmness or that peace prevails over us. It's not that it is easy, but we have to make an effort.
So very well said that we are lighthouse. And as Baba's children, like Baba is ocean of love, and as Pratap Bhai said, that how we can be compassionate in a very easier way, not difficult. Yes? What do you think? We got so many nice tips, nice advice as brother, elder brother is giving, sharing his happiness and the experience of the very beautiful life journey. And I would not like to say thank you, but we would like to hear more and more from you, your experience and your spiritual journey. Thank you so much, Pratap Bhai.
Thank you.
I think you are really carrying out Brahma Baba's legacy in a very practical way, Dr. Pratap. And like I said, all the ancestor souls are blessing you a lot for this very practical wisdom that you shared with us. And thank you, Sujata, for bringing out the best in him. Thank you so much. Om Shanti.
So definitely I would like to do, is that okay Rajesh Bhai, 3 times Om chanting? It's a healing.
Sure, sure. Huh? Yeah, that will help.
Would you like to do that? So with the angelic smile, we'll all perform the Om chanting for 3 times. Take a deep breath. While exhaling, and again, just have a thought of that. I'm a happiest soul. Shukriya Baba. I love myself. I love my Brahmin family. I love my role. Love you, Baba. Om Shanti.